Thanks, Bo, and it's game day Sunday, week one for the Eagles, and they hit the road to play the Cleveland Browns, and it should be a really good fantasy day for the Philadelphia Eagles. Unfortunately for the Cleveland Browns, they can't really mount much of a pass rush, which is great news for Michael Vick and the Eagles' passing game. I would expect Vick to be able to stand tall in the pocket and hit receivers DeSean Jackson and Jeremy Maclin downfield. If cornerback Joe Hayden doesn't play, this could be an absolutely masterful day for Vick and the Eagles' offense. We saw fifth wide receiver Damaris Johnson run past former Eagle Sheldon Brown in the preseason. If Damaris Johnson can do it, you can best believe that DeSean Jackson and Jeremy Maclin could have a lot of shots to make plays down the field. Obviously, if you run in with LeSean McCoy, if you drafted him, you're playing him this week. And I wouldn't expect anything else from LeSean McCoy but another huge day against the Cleveland Browns and that decimated front seven, including a linebacking core that has just been destroyed by injuries and suspensions. At tight end, I might expect to see Brent Celek get in on the action as well, especially if he's lined up against one of those young and inexperienced Brown linebackers. And from the defensive side, the Eagles' defense might have given up some points and yards last year, but they were good for fantasy because they can get sacks and they can generate turnovers. I would expect the Eagles to get after rookie quarterback Brandon Weeden, who played exclusively in the shotgun in college at Oklahoma State. Expect the Eagles in that active defensive line rotation to attack Brandon Weeden and try to get him on the ground a bunch of times. And remember, the Eagles struggled in the return game last year, but we saw good performances from both cornerback Brandon Boykin returning kickoffs and wide receiver Damaris Johnson returning punts during the preseason. I think the Eagles have some sneaky special teams value as well, so this could be a huge day for the Eagles if everything goes well.